Well, news time is 8:59, and we've got triple team traffic. What's happening now, Andy?
Well, Amanda, you still have trouble spots. If you're heading north on I-15, you're going to wait a few extra minutes to get between Bangor Highway and 106 South. Still have some stop and go coming into downtown on I-15 between 21st and 13th South. Finally finding out why Bangor's been so backed up this morning. One of our KSL traffic troopers letting us know that 4100 South and Bangor, the lights are mistimed. And that's created a big backup that goes all the way back almost to West Jordan, Eric Butler.
And you've still got I-80 eastbound delays as you approach that split to either go on I-80 over to Foothill Drive and into the mountains or to go on the 215 east belt. The backups, because of that accident there at the split, go all the way back to 1300 east in Sugar House. Heather?
We're finally seeing some relief. Southbound I-15, just a few brake lights remain throughout the Layton area from earlier crashes and also from Warm Springs Road into downtown Salt Lake. But Legacy Parkway looks good, and things are easing up on US 89 as well. If investing in your own future, you are in the business of HR, you need to attend the largest HR conference in Utah. For more, visit utahcrossroadsconference.org. Relevant, powerful, inspiring. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs in the 80s today. Doug Wright?
Well, I think the Washington Post.